My name's David, I'm an addict. I'm shit in my pants. Sell it right. You know, I always wanted to be an MC when I was a kid in the rave scene, you know, so I've done a little rap for you. I wish. You know, welcome to any newcomers, you know, anyone at their first eating or anyone still suffering, you know, I've been there, you know, and what I did is I just kept coming back, you know, and if you don't identify with anything I share, keep coming back, you know, and there will be someone that you can identify with, you know, and that's what I love about NA, you know, it's a program of identification, you know, and today I'm not alone, you know, and I grew up on a council estate in Hackney, and you know, I've heard this shared in shares before, you know, I always wanted to be somebody else, you know, I never wanted to be me, you know, and I always looked up to people that were older than me, you know, and one of them was my brother, you know, he's 4 years older than me, and I just always wanted to be with my brother, and always wanted to be someone else, you know, and you know, I remember it turned out, you know, on my council estate, it was all on BMXs, you know, at the age of 10 and 15, you know, and then it was like a tornado, man, you know, fucking, sorry for swearing, you know, it was like a tornado come through our council estate, you know, and it was in the mid-80s, and, you know, it was heroin, you know, and it, you know, and that tornado came through my house, you know, my mum and dad picked up heroin when I was 10, and so did my brother. You know, and it was a bit chaotic, you know, and it was a lot of consequences, and, you know, it weren't nice, you know, and I remember I picked up the basic text yesterday, and I read a reading, and it was the gift of life, you know, and it said the first few words, you know, everything I said I wouldn't do, I did, you know, everything I saw my brother and my dad and my mum do, I swore I would never do, you know, and you know, my dad went to prison when I was 10. He was in prison for 7 years and, you know, came straight back out of prison and picked up heroin again. And, you know, I saw my dad, my mum and my brother taking heroin. And, you know, I just wanted to belong somewhere, you know. And, you know, I remember there was loads of methadone in the fridge, you know. And just one day, you know, I went to the fridge and took 50 mil of methadone and me and my mate took it. And, you know, I was, you know, I found the love of my life. You know, I filled that emptiness that I felt from an early age, and I loved it. You know, and the first couple of years being with my dad and my brother out using, thieving and all that, you know, the camaraderie and all that, you know, I loved it, you know, because my dad had been gone for 7 years when I was a kid, and I just loved being with my dad, you know, but the consequences of that being with my dad and searching for something from my dad meant picking up heroin and taking heroin, you know, and you know, I just saw no way out, you know, and I remember going to prison with my dad, man. I was 21, I was on C-Wing on a detox with my dad, and I got that first moment of clarity where, you know, this is what my life has become, you know, and I couldn't see a way out, and, you know, but the first miracle happened, you know, my brother was 24 and he got clean, you know, and my brother's 14 years clean today, you know, and just been a really big inspiration in my life and my recovery, you know, and a role model that I looked up to, you know, and I wanted to be just like my brother still, you know, and you know, but when my brother cleaned up, because all he wanted was his little brother to be clean, and he did everything he could, and I just threw it all back in his face, you know, and don't you know how hard my life was, you know, if only you knew me, you know, you'd know how hard it was to stop using them. All that self-pity bullshit, you know. You know, and I couldn't stop using, you know, and I first went to NA when I was 21, I was in prison, and that was when I think the seed was first planted, you know, I saw, you know, I remember he come into Pentonville prison and he had a gold chaps, you know, and I was just fixated on that chaps, you know, because I thought how much I could get for it back on the wing, you know, and you know, but that was my first experience of NA. I remember he was 3 years clean, and, you know, I just thought, people from my area just don't get clean. You know, we don't get clean, man. People that go to treatment, you know, come out of treatment, come back to the area and use. You know, so I always shied away from treatment. My dad had done 5 treatment centres and nothing worked, so if it didn't work for him, it couldn't work for me. And the same with NA. You know, my dad tried NA and, you know, he said it was all about God and it was a cult and all that kind of stuff, you know. And listening to that and believing that kept me away from these rooms for a lot of years, you know. And but thank God for a point of desperation. You know, I was in a prison cell 2 years ago, you know, and all them things I said I'd never do. You know, I was in a prison looking at a 3-year sentence for selling heroin, you know, something I swore I would never do because I'd seen what heroin had done to my family. And, you know, my dad used to sell drugs and that's what he went to prison for when I was a kid. And, you know, but everything I said I wouldn't do, I ended up doing. You know, and, you know, but I remember being in prison and, you know, I think for the first time in my life, you know, from the bottom of my stomach, you know, I cried out for help and I meant it, you know. And 18 months later I'm sitting in this chair, you know, and my prayers were answered, you know, my prayers were answered by my higher power. And, you know, I read today's reading and just for today, you know, and for me today, you know, it's all about my relationship with my higher power, you know. You know, it's all I ever wanted in my life is not to sit there and use crack and heroin with my mum and dad. And today I don't do that and my prayers have been answered, you know, so I'm not going to shy away and denounce God and my higher power, you know, because I wouldn't be sitting here without it. And, you know, and when I got to prison, you know, I got sent to a 12-step treatment centre, you know, and I thought you just go to treatment, talk about your childhood and that's it, you come out and you stop using. And, you know, that weren't the case. You know, they said to me that, you know, if you don't go to NA, if you don't follow suggestions, you know, the likelihood is you're going to use again. You know, and I really didn't want to use. You know, I got sent to a treatment centre in Weston-super-Mare, and, you know, throughout my using, I knew to give myself a chance, I just had to get away from my mum and dad, you know, to give myself a fighting chance. And, you know, I cried out to God, you know, to help me, to send me away, whatever, you know, do something for me. And, you know, he sent me to a treatment centre and he sent me to Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and today I truly feel blessed to be sitting in this chair. You know, if you'd have told me 18 months ago I'd be sitting here sharing in front of all you people, I'd have said, you're mad. You know, there's just no way that I'd be sitting here. And, you know, what kind of message have I got to give, you know? And yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, through a loving higher power, you know. And I don't know, step work, you know, I went through step work with a sponsor, you know, I got myself a sponsor when I left treatment, and, you know, I had to allow myself to trust somebody, you know, to really open myself up and, you know, trust a human being, another man, you know, because I think like a lot of us, you know, we all come in here with trust issues, you know, I was lied to a lot as a kid, and, you know, I lived in my own head for a lot of years, you know, from a very early age, and, you know, I thought I could think my way out of problems, and, you know, nobody could help me, and, you know, I could do this on my own. You know, and I came to believe in step two, you know, that I can't do this without NA, you know, and the people in it. You know, and that's from my heart, I know that, you know, because my experience has said that, you know, I've tried to do it my way, and, you know, I fall short every time, and I don't want to fall short anymore, so, you know, I come to Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and, you know, I love talking about the steps, man, because steps gave me freedom. You know, they really give me freedom, and freedom from my past, and freedom from, you know, just all that bullshit I carried around with me through my childhood, you know, and through my using, you know. And I say this, I've said this before in a share, you know, if there was an Oscar for victim, you know, I'd have won it hands down. You know, because of my mum and dad, I was allowed to play the victim, and I played it really well. You know, I could go to probation, you know, the courts, my family, you know, and just manipulate. And, you know, I remember probation used to say to me and counsellors, you know, you never stood a chance, you know. And I love that shit, man. I never stood a chance, you know. Give me more of that, you know. Give me more, because that keeps me using and I love it, you know. That just feeds my victim mode and self-pity, you know. And you know, going through the steps, I can't do that no more. You know, I remember someone said to me after doing step 4 and 5, you know, it's like being in the mafia. Once you're in, you're in. You know, you know too much, and you know there's no getting out. You know, and I love that saying, man. You know what I mean? Because step four, five, just give me that freedom. You know, and it showed me what I was really about. You know, holding on to them resentments and the people that I'd harmed. You know, everybody I had a resentment with, I harmed. You know, and what that said to me is, you've harmed me, so I can harm you. You know, and that's not a very nice person, and that's not the person I am today. You know, and I had to go and make amends to all them people, you know, I had a resentment with them, because I'd harmed them. You know, and, I don't know, man, just, you know, my sponsor said to me after step five, he said, you know, you've got no forgiveness around your mum and dad. And, you know, I remember when I come into NA, my favourite word was, I know. You know, but as I've gone through the steps, I've changed that. You know, it's like when my sponsor said that to me, I said, you know what, you're right. You know, and that's what I've learned today. You know, I'm not always right. You know, and I have to get guidance from my sponsor, who is normally always right. You know, so I follow suggestions today to the best of my ability. You know, I don't do it perfectly. You know, but... And today, I've got 5 minutes, sorry, but today, you know, if you'd have told me 18 months ago I'd be living with my dad, looking after my dad, you know, living in the same flat where I used to use, and I'd done all my using with my dad, I'd have said, you're mad. You know, but that's what I do today, because today I show forgiveness towards my dad. You know, my mum and dad are both on methadone script, and, you know, 10 weeks ago I came to London to do some work, and I was popping around to see my dad, and my dad was really ill. You know, he hadn't been to pick his methadone up for like 6 days, and he was just crippled on his settee, couldn't move, you know, and 10 weeks later, and like the flat, you know, the flat he used to live in, it was a cesspit, you know, it was a cesspit. It had no central heating, no hot water, the electric was on the fiddle, you know, it was a really bad, you know, I had to get the council to come and fumigate it and clear everything out, you know, but today I ain't like that, you know, I've painted it, I've carpeted it, hallelujah, man, it's got a phone line. It's got Sky TV. Where'd that come from, man? I just got my first bill as well, not happy. But today, coming to NA, I can pay my bills. You know, it's, you know, and to see the turnaround in my dad in the last 10 weeks is just amazing. You know, and it, the feeling that I get through helping my dad, you know, no drug dealer can give me that feeling. You know, because it's all I ever wanted was not to use drugs with my dad and my mum. You know, and... today I live with my dad, and you know, I look after my dad. You know, I just cooked him a meal before I come here, and it was chicken Kiev's, and he loved it, man. He come in and he said that was beautiful, you know. And you know, 2 years ago we were living on a can of coke and a Mars bar a day, you know, going out shoplifting together down the West End. And you know, today my life has just turned full circle, and it ain't like that today, man. And it's through coming to Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and it's through going for a few steps, you know, and showing forgiveness towards my dad, you know, because, you know, my dad, my mum and dad ain't bad people, you know, they just made bad choices, you know, and I made bad choices as well, and, you know, today I don't play the victim, you know, my biggest defect of character, you know, and, I don't know, it's time up, you know, my mouth's getting dry, and, you know, I think it's time to shut up, but you know, I come to Narcotics Anonymous, man, and I don't use drugs anymore, you know, so that tells me it works, you know, so you know, my dad's been coming to meetings with me, you know, and that's you know, I don't know how to explain that, you know, the power of example. You know, I can't forget mentioning my uncle who's in this room tonight, you know, he's nearly a year clean, you know, and I love him to bits. You know, he's helped me so much in my recovery. You know, it's just, if I wake up feeling bad, you know, I ring my uncle and he puts a smile on my face. You know, and I love him for that. You know, we used together for a lot of years, and we lived in that flat with my dad. And, you know, today the power of example for my mum and dad is just amazing. You know, my sister's coming to stay with us next month, and she just wants to be with her dad. You know, she's 17 and she's only ever known my dad using. You know, and today he don't do that. He lives in a flat, you know, it's got carpet, and I walk up to the flat when I put the key in the door, I say, Dad, we're at the wrong flat. You know, we're at the wrong flat, man. It's like, you know, he's been there 15 years and never had a carpet. You know, never had a phone line. And one of the blessings as well is my brother lives in Australia and he phones my dad once a fortnight. You know, my brother hasn't spoke to my dad for years, you know, because my brother was angry with my dad. And, you know, but today, you know, he speaks to my dad and he has a conversation and he speaks to his grandkids. And, you know, as long as I stay clean a day at a time, you know, hopefully this time next year I'll be taking my dad to Australia to see his grandkids. You know, and that's why I stay clean, man. You know, because they're the joys of recovery for me. They really are. You know, my family's everything. I think that's why we used together, because we were such a close family. You know, if we couldn't help each other, then we'll enable each other. You know, but today we don't enable each other. And I come to Narcotics Anonymous and I don't use drugs anymore. And that's all I ever wanted. I'll leave it there. Thanks.